Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy October. I'm Tony Tucker here to preview this week's features on our website and online magazine, Berkshire Style. Gaze into the liquid brown eyes of a horse, and most of the time you cannot read his life story. But increasingly, these stolid creatures are being used to help humans rewrite their own life stories in new, more resilient, and more confident ways. We take a look at horsework and their emphasis on healing. In hope you're staying safe and happy, we've some entertainment suggestions for you. This weekend, a Stockbridge story. It was a quick romantic getaway, just Beth and Tom and his hopeless brother, Alan. Their family cabin in Stockbridge is full of memories, some wonderful and some world-ending. As Beth attempts to reconnect with her husband, Alan unexpectedly reconnects with his past, and Tom can't help but intervene. Barrington Stage Company has produced another production with excellent performances and a story that brings the Berkshires to life at the Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield. Josh Blue, Berkshire Tour. After his groundbreaking win on Last Comic Standing in 2006, Josh Blue has risen through the ranks to become a well-established headliner at venues throughout the world. Josh does over 200 shows a year, continuing to spread laughter and break down stereotypes of people with disabilities. His stand-up routine is in a constant state of evolution, and his off-the-cuff improvisational skills guarantee no two shows are alike. Full Moon Hike. Join an evening under the October Hunter's Moon at the remarkably beautiful Macrocostis Preserve Lookout. This is the perfect opportunity to connect with nature, meet new friends, and enjoy a peaceful hike under the glow of the moon. A moderately challenging 3-mile hike with steep inclines, and you will return in the dark at Macrocostis Preserve in Washington, Connecticut. Rise up like rooted trees, healing through writing. Join Reverend Eileen Mahoney, interfaith, interspiritual minister, expressive arts therapist, and writer, for a writing workshop, blending the wisdom of nature with the power of words. As we move more deeply into autumn, you will enjoy guided meditation, poetry, writing, and share your work. Come prepared to relax, enjoy, and reflect on what the trees have to teach us with their solid roots and glorious colored leaves at the Mount in Lenox. Sourdough Starters 101, feeding your food. Unlock the secrets of artisanal bread with the chef at the Silo, Carlos Perez. Dive hands-on into the world of starters as you create your own to take home, learn how to feed it, and transform it into a golden bakery-worth loaf. To top it all off, whip up delectable butters and vibrant jams. Whether you're a curious beginner or a dough devotee, this class is your ticket to bread that delights from first bite to last. At the Silo Cooking School in New Milford. Our favorite thing. Garlic's reputation as a vampire repellent is rooted in ancient times and was cemented into popular lore with Bram Stoker's 19th century classic Dracula. Visitors to the Garlic and Harvest Festival, one of New England's largest food festivals, can view cooking demonstrations that may inspire them to try new dishes, learn how to grow garlic at lectures, and sample fresh garlic, crafts, and specialty foods from the 250 vendors. Berkshire Kitchen, Southern Twist Succotash, a North American dish originally made of corn, shell beans, and other vegetables. Chef Leon recently discovered a recipe that was taken from the Deep South. It was a good idea, but he disagreed with some of the ingredients. So here he is, a native of the Litchfield Hills, giving his take on a southern version of succotash. Out on a limb, DNA maps of history. When Catherine was 17, she went to Ireland for the first time. Back then, her hair was dark brown and her skin was fair. "You're Irish," proclaimed one new acquaintance. "Not really," she replied. That last Irishman in our family was born in 1715. The Irish were only a twig on a tree predominated by branches from Western Europe. Imagine her surprise when she took a DNA test. It showed the expected 45% Western European, but also a whopping 25% Irish. Catherine reflects on her family's history. Inner elegance, be resourceful. It's not about the resources you have. It's about how resourceful you are with what you have. A quote from Tony Robbins. Being resourceful depends on your mindset and care for your physical health. It's about being resilient, disciplined, learning new skills, gaining knowledge, and thinking critically. Recognize you are resourceful with effective problem-solving skills, the ability to improve situations, and the capacity of seizing opportunities. History lens. Hudson celebrates the end of World War II in Europe in 1945 with a victory parade. The Eastern Theater came to an end 2 months later when the Japanese surrendered on August 14, 1945. The owner of the Rolls Studio donated a collection of 80 photos of the Hudson area, which can be viewed at the library. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Wishing you a wonderful week, I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.